Amen. Okay, we learn four Refuah Shlema of Chaim Halevi Shebe'el Ben Shava, along with all the other cholim that need our zechuyos and davening. Mirat Hashem, we should see them soon. Okay, we are up to Ayin Tes. I don't know if people had the opportunity to listen to the recording or they did it themselves. Hopefully, you got up to the 2.6 lines down, because that's really the end of the previous discussion. Sort of like a could have gone either way. Could have stopped mid-conversation or kept going. So I kept going on the recording, so that's what we're going to do. Or kidei lasso. So we had said in the Mishnah, we're still going through different types of materials and different types of measurements that a person would be chayav midaraisa, meaning that it's biblical obligated. As David pointed out already last week, early on last week, these measurements, even if you have less than them, is still an usher, it's still usher midarabanan to carry them, right? Even a toothpick would be usher to carry from one place to another. You can't just say, there's a certain measurement, so anything less than that is okay. No, it's still usher midarabanan, at least midarabanan. Machlok is how you understand chatzi shir, which is for later discussion, I think. But nonetheless, it's still usher one way or another. Here it's just talking about what you'd be chayav midaraisa for. Okay. So when it comes to a hide, animal hide, or kedei lasos kamiya, right? The Mishnah had said the amount of hide that it would take to make an amulet, but what it really means is to make a pouch for an amulet. We've talked about amulets before. Women would wear them around their necks for different purposes, etc. When you take out hide, how much? Or the amount that you would take out for a pouch of a kamiya. So the Gemara then says, what about if you actually tanned the hide and you made it worthwhile to use it and maybe to write for? So amalei loshna, it doesn't matter. Still, the amount that it would take to make a little pouch for the amulet. So the abda b'chama amalei loshna. Okay, so that's Machlok is how exactly the lush and the gears of the text should be. So minat temra, where do you get that from? So Gemara says, Gemara quotes kiditnan. The Mishnah says, oh gosh, hamelabin manapitz vatovea vatova shiuro. Oh yeah, Donald. A person who whitens or what is it? Separates the threads. The combs, tzoveah is the color, and the person spins the wool. Shira kumlorocha hasitz kaful. Ooh, Elmo, yeah. So the measurement is someone who is able to double the width of a distance between hasitz kaful, which basically means, Rashi says, I think, they hefresh etzba meha'ama. So if you'll do your finger, and every person is going to be different, so this is going to be tough, and I know everyone's going to ask this question. It's between the index finger and the middle finger. The amount that you could separate your two fingers together, make a peace sign. So as long as you can do, I think, double that. Right? One seat is the amount between these two fingers, and then two of those. Okay? So I guess to choose our smallest person here, but that's the amount of combing, or the amount of coloring, or the amount of spinning, the amount of whiting of a piece of material, that would be problematic. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe because of the process, that's how they would do things. I don't know. And one who weaves, same thing. For weaving, because the strands, because the material is set for the sake of being woven, or the sake of being spun, so then it's as if the shear of that, the material which is necessary for that activity, is the amount that you can't walk out with on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so hachanami kevan de la abdo kai, because it's being set for tanning, shira kum ubad. The shear of it is based on how much you would use once it's tanned, even though it's not tanned yet. But shlola abdo bachama, and what if you have a material which is not set for tanning? I mean, you're never going to use it like that. You're just going to, I don't know, you're going to have a piece of hide that's not made in that way. So Amalei Loshna still doesn't make a difference, even if you have never had that intention to tan it. So Gemara says, wait a second, Loshna, Bein Mu'ubad, Loshena Mu'ubad. Is that really true, that if you're never going to tan it, that it's still considered, that something, it's still considered the same measurement of something which is tanned? So Eisevei Hamotzi Samanin Shiruyin, Kedei Litzboa, Bahen Dugma Le'ira. the person that takes out the dyes that are soaking in order to show them as examples for people. I think those are herbs that are soaked in water and ready for use as a dye is liable if it carried out the measure equivalent to that which is used to dye a sample, meaning just that small amount that you would use to show off to people. So that's the only, that's the measurement that you would use that would be usher to carry out. When it comes to herbs which are not necessarily used for dyeing, klipegos and klipirimonim stes upua kidei litzba ben beged katan lefi svacha. So then we say it's only all those different types of things. You had nutshells, pomegranate peels, safflower, madder. Those are only the problematic amount is the amount that they would take to dye a small cloth, which would cover the opening of a woman's hairnet, which is very small apparently. Sorry, breakfast. Actually, dessert. So that's much smaller. So then clearly, whether or not you're going to be using it for a specific purpose is not going to make every measurement in line with when you would use it for that purpose. There are some times where if you're not going to use it for that purpose, that's a different measurement. So therefore, there should be the same thing by a hide. If you're not going to be using a hide for that purpose, you should be able to use a different measurement. So the Gemara says, "Ha'itzmar alav." Wait a second, didn't we learn? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Rabbah, Levisha Ein Adam Terach Lishvah Shamanim Litzbab Hen Dugam La'ira. Because a person doesn't simply make this dye for the sake of showing it as an example. Meaning you're not going to soak all these herbs just for that small sample. You would usually do much more. So here, an interesting, let me read the Sefaria thing here. As a rule, there's no distinction between finished and unfinished products. The case of dye is different, as people do not typically prepare dyes in amounts that small. Therefore, even though that size is significant in and of itself, he is exempt for carrying them out. Hold on. Apparently, the measure for which one is liable for carrying out raw materials is greater than the measure for which one is liable for carrying out prepared dyes.
Because there's a minimal amount. If someone's going to repair something, there's a minimal
right. So
amount.
I think that one, I mistakenly said that the other one, the nutshells and the pomegranate seeds and the safflower matter, I said that was smaller. I think it's bigger. The question is, so why is it different? The dyed one seems to be that it was a smaller amount. You're still high for that. And that's because when you made the dyes, you made actually more than what you put out for the sampling. So that's what it says. You don't just make that amount for the sampling, because that's very small. So when you do the whole process, you do a lot at one time, and therefore the amount that you do at one time, even if you're going to use a little bit, the amount that you do at one time is what we base it on, which is much bigger than just the amount of sample that you put in. So another situation that's similar to that, before you plant the seeds, the Braisa says, smaller than a fig bulk, right? The amount of a fig. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer Chamisha. It has to be five seeds. Five seeds is a problem. I don't know what kind of seed. But when it comes to after planting them, meaning now you've, taken them out of the ground, maybe. Zevel v'chol hadak kedei l'zabal kelach shel kruv, divrei Rabbi Akiva, v'chachamim omrim kedei l'zabal kareisha. So the difference is, the chamisei, the amount that it would take to fertilize one stalk of cabbage. That's how much manure and fine sand you would be chayav for. That's according to Rabbi Kiva. The chachamim say the equivalent to fertilize a leek, which I assume is smaller. But here, clearly, the measurement is different before and after it's been planted. So before it was sown, it was five seeds. And now afterwards, it's a lot more. So we go, Ha'itmar Allah Amar of Papa, Ha'dizriya Ha'dalo Zriya, Lefisha Ein Adam Terech Lehotzi Nima Achas Lezriya. The measurement is different. What?
How do you carry seeds after they've been...
This is saying that you carry it with other things, I think. You have to sort of carry it as a whole group of the fertilizer and the sand. That's what it says, at least. The Gemara says, as a result, there's no distinction between an object that was processed and one that was not. This is different. It says in it, here, let me just try to read the English, because it sometimes gets confusing, where one is liable for carrying out of one plant, the Mishnah is referring to a case where it is already sown, and that where is one liable for carrying out at least five, And the Mishnah is referring to a case where it is not yet sown, because a person does not go to the trouble to carry out just one seed for sowing. Okay, it's basically saying like the same type of thing, where a person takes out more when they're not using it for something, and that's why even though it sounds like different measurement, the truth is, I guess it's really just saying that there's a lack of significance when you're not planting with it, and therefore it's a different, just the common use of them is different. But I'm not really sure what it's getting at, because that was the whole point from the beginning. Let me think for a second. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure about the logic here. It might come down to the planting thing. I don't know what the difference between a plant and the seeds is. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure, 100% sure what the Gemara is saying. I know it's trying to say that that the two are really the same, and they're just looking at them differently. But I don't know 100%. But let's keep going, because all the basic rule is the same, that anything which is commonly used is considered significant, and that's going to determine the amount that you bring out. Anything that is that sounds smaller, anything that is not even designated for that purpose is still going to be used in that way, or is still going to be measured in that way. We've seen this one on the last daf, that clay, before one needs it, it says, and the Gemara says, this was yesterday's daf, that the Chachamim were modded to Rabbi Shimon, that when it comes to taking out wastewater into Shisarabim, that the shear is a revius. That has to do with storing it versus not storing it. So they say it's a revius. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what is the purpose of wastewater? It's never going to be significant. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu, gabel penes hatit, that you put it into other clay so that you can make clay. I don't know. You put it into... use it to knead clay. I don't know what exactly you put it into, what that thing is called, but then after you knead it, it says, the amount that it takes to make an opening for the bellows for that oven. So, hasam nami kedamran, that's also over there, it's the same. No one mixes that amount of clay to just make a little thing that for your oven. Usually when you make the clay, you make it a lot bigger. You make a bigger portion, and that's why it would still be the same measurement. It's just that you use it for a little bit. You only use a little bit of it, which is interesting in Chiddush, not how we understood earlier. So Tashma, to Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar...
The concept, if you think of it, let's say you're making a cement, and you only need a little bit of cement, but you got to open a whole bag of cement in order to make that little bit. So once you're doing it, you're not going to make a little. You can make a whole batch, and you're going to throw out whatever you don't need.
So even when it says the amount of what it takes to make this small amount, what it means is a big amount. It's just that you're going to use that little small amount. Yeah. So Tashima, Da'am Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami, Mishmei De'ulal, Shlosha Orosein. There are three types of hides. Matzah, Chippa, and Diftera. One of the hides is called matzah, which I did not know about. I'm sure some people, when they eat matzah, think it tastes like a hide, or it's as rough as a hide, but either way. Matzah, chippa, and diphtera. Matzah, kamashmo. Matzah, like it sounds. What do you say? They want to hide.
They want to hide.
Yes. Come in here, halacha, that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami said in the name of Ula, three hides, three stages in the process of tanning. Okay, so here it says the matzah has nothing. It's just straight off the animal. Raji says, she'en la shum tikun. You don't do anything to it. Chippa is d'lo meliach, d'lo kemiach, d'lo afetz. It's not salted, treated with flour, or treated with gallnuts, which, if you remember, actually, we talked about when we talked about tefillin and how to write tefillin, we talked about the gallnut juice and stuff like that.
That one is matzah, though, right?
That's matzah. You did nothing to it. No salting, no flour, and no gallnuts. The common shiro, and how much is the shiro for that? Tana Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, kidei latzor bo mishkolas ketana. I think if you could cover up, wrap around a small weight, And how big is that small weight? The quarter of a quarter of a litra in Padmadisa. Okay, so the point of this is going to be that there are different measurements for things, even though it's all a high. So the Gemara says, it's only salted, but it's not floured, or it's not gallnut juiced. How much is that? The as we said, a hide to put an amulet into it. So the diftero, which is salted and floured, but it's not put. You don't have gallnut juice on it yet. So how much is that? As much as you need to write on a get, which is like that one line. Rashi says, "Guvishal get hare at mutaris l'chol adam ushmo ushma va'edim va'azmar mishir zakat mikulan." Right, pretty small. Apparently, but all you have to do is hareis at mutaris l'chol adam. Then you put his name, you put her name, and then you put the witnesses. Seems like a lot, actually, but either way, Rashi says that's the smallest of all of these different types of hides. So the Gemara then says katana miyas. However, it says stay lasser b'mashkos katana, which is smaller than the amount of hide that it would take to either write that get or to write the hold the amulet. Rabbi Riva, the Riva de Pembedisa. So he says, no, Hasan Bibi Shula. That's when it was a wet hide. You really can't use it for anything else. And therefore, it's not going to be the same as the ones before. Right? So that's sort of categorically a different species when it's wet, apparently. Vatsanan, the Mishnah says, Ha begat shloshal shloshal limidras, hasak arba al arba, haor chamisha al misha, mapa shisha al shisha, bein limidras, bein limes. It's talking about tuma and tara, but different measurements, different amounts of hide and cloth and sack. Cloth and a mat. So all of those things are different measurements for the sake of giving over tumah and tahara. And it says over there that the same measurement that you use for tumah is the same measurement you would use to determine the amount of material that would be usher to take out. So the Gemara says, no, hahu bekor tuvla. That's in a situation that it was tanned in a way that was not used for writing or wrapping, meaning you changed it in a way that that you cannot use it for writing, when it's impossible to use it for writing, so then you have different measurements. So when it says, klaf k'dei l'chtov ala parsha katana, the klaf, the amount that you would be chayv to take out, is the amount that you would be able to use to write one small parsha. What does that mean? Presumably shema. I think that's what we said on the Mishnah. So Gemara says, reminu klaf u'duchtusus u'duchtusus. Duch sustos. These can't be real Hebrew or Aramaic words. Duch sustos. Kedei lichtov alav mezuzah. That you have to be able to write a mezuzah on it. Mezuzah is a lot more than just one pasuk. So my mezuzah shebet tefillin. It's referring to mezuzah is a generic term, which is the amount of something you would put into a tefillin. Obviously, mezuzah is not in tefillin, but you have paragraphs of shevakar lehu tefillin mezuzah. Do you really talk about mezuzah? Do you talk about tefillin by calling it mezuzah? So Gemara says, in Dhatanya, it's not really Vahatanya. Vahatanya usually means a question. Here it's a support. Ritus tefillin imat tefillin, mitamos es hayadayim, that the straps of a tefillin are with a tefillin, are mitame, just like the tefillin themselves, with ne'atzman, but when it's not, when it's just straps, em mitamos hayadayim. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, hanogeh beritzua tahor at shiiga betzitza. That someone who touches the straps is tahor until you touch the actual ketitza, which is what? What's a ketitza? The actual box. Oh, wow. Very nice.
Which would be kind of what we may recognize it. If you drop the straps, it doesn't. You don't have to
Cast or worry, whatever. Don't give tzedakah or anything like that. Bias. Yeah. The bias is much more significant than the straps, for sure. So it says, Rabbi Zakai Mishma Omer Tower at Shiga be Mezuzah Atzma. It's actually Tower until you touch the actual Mezuzah. What do you mean a Mezuzah? We're talking about tefillin. Alamai is talking about the inside parchment. Until you touch that, it's not going to be us. It's not going to be Mitami. So the Gemara says, Vav is kind of safe. Klaf Tehla Tova Lav Harsh Katan Rechav Tefillin Shehi Shema Yisrael Meklad Duration Mezuzah Atzma Askinon. Does that not mean that from the fact that it says at the end you have to write Shema Yisrael, that Mezuzah itself must be talking about a real mezuzah, meaning that they're talking about two separate things.
It's a whole new meaning on the mezuzos beisecha, so it would be the mezuzos of the bias.
Yeah, don't tell the karayim. Okay, well, right now I'm teaching, and then I can help you after, okay? So the Gemara says, "Mezuzah atzma askinan." So it must be that. Hold on. Right, basically, that is talking about mezuzah. The first part is talking about tefillin. The last part is talking about tefillin. The first part must be also talking about tefillin, even if it calls a mezuzah. So Gemara says, "Hachikitani klav duchsostos shirim bekama duchsostos kdei lichtov alav mezuzah klav kdei lichtov alav parsha kitani shabatilin shishma Yisrael." Duchsostos is a different material. It's a different type of hide. It's not as manufactured as the ideal hide.
But when you say, when it says to a mezuzah is to write a small parsha of the tefillin, mezuzah is a cloth that you write in a small parsha, and tefillin is Shema Yisrael, but Shema is in the mezuzah also. In other words, how are we distinguishing between the two?
Right. What's the difference between mezuzah and the tefillin? So the.
If it said the other things...
Hold on. I remember learning this yesterday. I can't remember what it was. The measure that determines the liability for carrying... I think what it's saying is... I don't know. I don't remember what it did yesterday. Any art scrollers here? Give me a second.
Mezuzah has which paragraphs? Same paragraphs of Shema is...
One of them. One of them is the same. It's just, it's Shema and Vihavta.
Right, and Tefillin is...
Shema and Vihavta is one of them.
Right, so it's two more sections.
Three more sections. Something like that, yeah.
Right, so you have four instead of two. But if that were the case, then it would say by tefillin, it would say the other two parshios, as opposed to referring to it as Shema.
Well, it's not talking about the other two. Hold on. When it says this point, what is it saying? Yeah, I'm not sure. Here it's saying that for mezuzah, it means Shema and V'hayim Shema. I don't know why it says that. Musav,
it almost seems the other way around. It almost seems to be saying that mezuzah is both parshios and tefillin is only Shema Yisrael, because otherwise it doesn't say anything about more than...
Yeah, that's what it says in here. I'm not sure though, but that's what it says.
Which one are we saying has more writing on it?
It sounds like the mezuzah would require more writing.
Right, that's what it seems. But are we saying that it's the other way around according to what you just read?
No, that's what it says in here also. That duchstostos requires the Shema and Vahayim Shema, and Tefillin is just Shema Yisrael.
It's only Shema. Okay.
I don't exactly know how that's possible, but the point is that duchstostos is not as good for tefillin. We want to use the real cloth for tefillin, but duchstostos might be okay with yevet, which is part of the next discussion. The Gemara, Amar Rav duchstostos harehu kuklaf ma klaf kosem lo tefillin av duchstostos kosem lo tefillin. You can write tefillin on both. Tanan klaf kdei lichtov parsha ketanah shebatefillin shishma Yisrael klaf in duchstostos lo. It sounds like tefillin you're allowed to use it for Shema Yisrael, but the klaf you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says no, lemitzvah. Lemitzvah basically means it's preferred to use the klaf and not to use the duchstostos. But if you did use the duchstostos, it would work. So tashma halacha l'moshe v'sina tefillin on klaf mezuzah duchstostos. Klaf makam basar, duchstostos makam seyar. That's talking about the different levels of hide. closer to the flesh or closer to the hair. Tochsosos is closer to the hair. It's not as good for tefillin, apparently. And the cloth, which is the better quality parchment, which is what we use for Sefer Torah and for tefillin, I assume for mezuzah also, but that's closer to the flesh. We talked about that tefillin too.
Don't we usually say, like, sirtut is the distinction between the two kinds of...
That's in terms of mechanism. Sirtut is just the lines that you put on the parchment when you write it.
So that's not you would think maybe you don't put sirtut in, and that's why you shouldn't use it, and you use the preferred other one.
Well, the sirtut is what you do to the hide after you get the hide. It doesn't have anything to do with the nature of the hide.
Well, I thought that there's a whole discussion if you can put sirtut into different kinds of...
There might be, but that wouldn't...
It's obviously not saying.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, Shina Pasul, if you do different ones, so there will be Pasul. So the Gemara says, no, Am Mezuzah. That's referring to the Mezuzah. When it's within the Mezuzah, you can't change which hide you use. But that's not to say that you can't use it for tefillin. So the Gemara says, wait a second, V'hatani, Shina Bezeh, O Bezeh Pasul. It says if you switch either one. So what does it mean, either one? So it says, no, Idiv, Idiv, Am Mezuzah. But they're both talking about Mezuzah. But it doesn't say exactly what it is. I'm trying to remember what that was. Idvi idya mezuzah. They're both referring to mezuzah. V'adachasvinhu aklaf makom seir inami adachsos makom basar. That if you switch the places, I'm not really sure what this means. Hold on. Side of the face, of the hair. Right, because each layer, I think this is what it means, each layer of the dostostos and the cloth have two sides to it. Meaning, if my hands are basically the outside of an animal, right? So you've got animal, heart, bones, everything in there. And this is the two. So here is the cloth, and here is the dostostos. So each one of them has two sides. There's the basar side of the cloth, and the hair side of the cloth, and then there's the basar side of the dochtostos and the hair side of the dochtostos. So it's saying that's what it means to switch, either to write one on the other, and also to write on the wrong side of the other. That's basically what it means. You can't switch, you can't flip them around to use the other side of it. V'bayis ema, or another way you can understand the b'zeh b'zeh pasul, shina b'zeh b'zeh tanahi. It's really machlokas whether or not you can use dostostos for tefillin. D'tana shina b'zeh b'zeh pasul, Rabbi Acha Machshir Mishum Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Rabbi Mila Mishum Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Papa Amar Rav de Amar Ketana de Bei Menashe. D'tana Bei Menashe Ksava Al Haniyar Val Amatles Psula. If you write, I assume, the tefillin on paper or a cloth, and it doesn't work. However, al hagvil v'adochsosos kshira, that would be kasher b'dieved. So ksava b'mai, what did you write it? What did you write? Ilim mezuzah, mezuzah klaf mikasvina. And if it's talking about mezuzah, so then who writes tefillin? Who writes mezuzah on tefillin? Al lav tefillin must be talking about tefillin. L'tamech tefillin hagvil mikasvina. It's similar. You could say the opposite about tana debay menasha. That can't be talking about tefillin on gvil either. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say it has to be talking about tefillin, but then it says gvil. So gvil can't be tefillin either. A gvil is what again? It doesn't say. Gvil is me'ubad ba'afatzim. It's tanned in a different way. I'm not exactly sure with gallnut juice maybe, but I thought that's what we do with all of them. I don't know.
So it says... It's,
yeah. Tanned with gallnut juice.
One wrote it on parchment or on a hide that was treated with gallnuts, parentheses, gavil.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that's a problem. I thought that's what we always do, but either way. So, Ella ki tanya hahib a sefer Torah. Rather, this is talking about a sefer Torah. Lame Messiah, that whole phrase of Dvei Menashe is referring to a sefer Torah that would be only, it would be kosher with Yeved on gavil and dochstostos, but that's not a statement to be made on making tefillin. So Gemara says, "Lema Masayli." Maybe that's what it means here. Kiyotzi, but tefillin shabala v'sefer Torah shabala ain't osin mehem mezuzah. You can't make a mezuzah out of tefillin or a sefer Torah that was that sort of got weared out, you know, withered away. We talked about this in Mishbar Chabur also because ain't more reading mekedusha chamor mekedusha chala kedusha chala. Right? You can't go from a higher kedusha to a lower kedusha And the Torah is obviously the highest of Kedushas, and Torah and Tefillin are similar, in that the highest of Kedushas is Mezuzah, which doesn't have all the special qualities that a Sefer Torah and Tefillin do, so that would be lower level. The only reason you can't do it is because it would be going down in Kedusha. However, the parchment itself would be okay. That's the implication. The parchment itself would be okay to use, except for the fact that it's going down in Kedusha. So, Dechsiv of Amai, what did you write? Lav Dechsiv Adochstostos. Isn't that talking about a Dechstostos? So, Zlok, Dechsiv Adochstos. Really, that's all talking about a Klaf. Okay, that was an easy one. I don't know why they even asked it. But the Gemara says, Dechsiv so the Gemara says, Mezuzah Klaf, who writes Mezuzah on a Klaf? So, in Vatanya, it's true, people do use a klaf for mezuzah. Ksava ala klaf ala niyar ve'al matlis psula. If you write it on paper or on a cloth, so it's no good. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Meir haya kosva ala klaf imdei shemish tameres. He used to write his mezuzah on a cloth because it held better. Hash das tach l'rav nami lo tiyem duchstos harehu klaf ela ema klaf harehu kiduchstos. Ma duchstos kosva ala mezuzah af klaf kosva ala mezuzah. So Rav Sabin from before that said klaf and dechtosos are the same, what it really means is you can use the klaf for mezuzah. It's not to say that you can use the dechtosos for tefillin. So that's basically the end of it, that Rav Sheet doesn't really hold water because it doesn't seem like anyone would really prefer to use dechtosos for tefillin, and therefore they have different measurements.
What do we use today? I mean, when you go, I go to Spitzer's or something and say,
yeah,
I want a klaf. I never say I want a dochsostos.
Yeah, I assume that...
Everybody uses the term klaf.
I assume today. We use klaf today, but I don't know.
When we did Mishnah Berurah, it seemed to say it wasn't necessarily a different material. It was right. What the intent when you were making it.
Right, right. If you're going to use it for the Sefer Torah, you can't use it for the other one. Yeah, we definitely learned it that way.
But which of these layers do we actually write on?
I thought we used klaf for everything. I don't know where my Gemara went.
We used the term klaf for it.
Yeah.
No, but even if you look at the Sefer Torah, one side is the outside of a hide where even if you remove all the hair, it's a different texture. It would seem that it's an inner layer of the skin.
Oh gosh, I think my Gemara's missing pages. Is that possible? Oh boy, the WhatsApp Halacha Chabur is in trouble if I'm missing pages in this Gemara. But okay, I'll figure it out. Anyways, I'm pretty sure I thought we used cloth. I'm not.